News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It began as a powerful snowstorm in the Rockies before barreling east, colliding with warm air, unleashing explosive storms that have devastated communities in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio.
Laundry mat is gone. The old plastics building is just completely demolished. Downtown, it's bad.
About 50 miles north of Dayton, Amber Fagan surveying the damage in Lakeview, Ohio, speaking with WSYX WTTE. At least three deaths reported in Logan County, Ohio. The potent storm spawned tornadoes that have wrought massive property damage, leaving many people injured. In Israel and here at home, Senate Democrat leader Schumer catching flack for calling on Israel to hold elections, and also criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu for the war in Gaza. The White House not condemning or endorsing Schumer's statements.
Schumer wants Israel to hold new elections because he believes Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby offered no specific comment.
We're still focused, laser focused on trying to get a temporary ceasefire in place so that we can get the hostages out and get more aid in. That's where our head is right now.
Schumer is the highest ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Israel's war cabinet is studying a new Hamas ceasefire proposal for Gaza. It includes a release of at least some of the hostages being held by the terrorists. However, in the past, Prime Minister Netanyahu has described Hamas's proposals as delusional. Conflict of interest allegations could result in Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fawnie Willis being removed from the Trump election interference case. A judge expected to decide that matter today. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special.
This KMCQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. With this closing date of April 2nd fast approaching, there is movement happening over at the Tropicana. Heavy construction equipment now on the property. Valleys Corporation, the owner and operator of the Tropicana, plans to prepare 9 of those 35 acres for a Major League Baseball stadium for the Oakland A's, who are relocating here to Las Vegas. Now, the process begins with the shutting down of the hotel casino. Company officials say the on-site equipment is in preparation of that April 2nd closure. It is yet to be decided, though, how the buildings will actually come down, either through conventional methods or the usual Vegas way, a building implosion. Clark County officials say no demolition permits have been filed with them yet. Meanwhile, the Oakland A's say they could play some regular season baseball games here in Las Vegas before their new strip ballpark is ready in 2028. A's president Dave Cavall says the team is hoping to play games that count at Las Vegas ballpark, home of the A's AAA affiliate, the Aviators. Hopes are that the A's could play up to 10 games per season in Southern Nevada before its Major League ballpark at Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard is ready. What is yet to be determined? Where the team will play the three seasons before the Vegas Stadium is open. The A's lease at the Oakland Coliseum expires at the end of the year, but they're talking with Oakland officials about extending that lease. The historic Westside Urban Farm hosting its first ever farmer's market that happens tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon over at James Gay III Ballpark, or park that is, on Harrison Avenue. The farm opened back in April of last year and grows fresh fruit and vegetables, including lemons, tomatoes, and basil, among other produce. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Certainly want to allow a little bit of extra time to head out today. Got rain in the forecast pretty much off and on all day. As far as freeway travels go right now, no accidents being reported, but a couple of serious west side accidents. Most serious ones going to be found at the west side intersection of Flamingo and Decatur. Eastbound Flamingo closed down at Decatur. Want to avoid the area if you can. In the southwest, a new one off the Beltway. It's on Jones over 215. Again, rain in the valley should last through most of tomorrow as well, finally clearing up late Saturday night. And winds are back today, gusting up to around 30 miles per hour. Today's highs in the upper 50s. It's 46 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a rainy, windy Friday, March 15th. Great to have you with us. You know what we do on Friday, regardless of the weather, it's the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Some breaking news from CNN. District Attorney Fannie Willis can stay on the 2020 election case. We'll have more details on it, but CNN reporting at this hour that District Attorney Fannie Willis can stay on the case. We don't know much beyond that, but we'll be reporting on it most of the morning. The primary races are essentially done. It is Biden v. Trump. It's going to be a war out there politically. And to bring us up to date on what's going on in the Trump camp, let's check in with Lynn Patton, senior advisor to President Donald J. Trump, and joins us. Lynn, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Obviously, this is already pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is. Your thoughts on what we have seen. Give me a state of the race as of March 15th.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're super excited that we've clinched the nomination faster than Donald Trump has ever done it, including in 2016 and even quite technically 2020. And we look forward to being able to shift all our focus and resources to defeating Joe Biden in November 2024. And, you know, we've finally merged with the RNC And unlike the situation in 2016 when the RNC really did not help President Trump as the leading candidate, as the official nominee, and in 2020, the RNC kind of remained a separate entity, we are thrilled to announce that we've really effectively taken over the RNC and turned it into one cohesive unit with our campaign.
Will it be evident to the naked eye, this change, this ability to mesh with the RNC?
Yes. You know, it's not unusual, of course, for the leading, for the official nominee campaign to work in concert with the RNC. But as many of your listeners know, those positions have not always been filled with people that truly support Donald J. Trump and his candidacy. We have gone through and released a lot of people that were there. They have the option of reapplying, of course, for their position. But it's imperative that we now restructure the RNC to better reflect folks who have the solid and cohesive mission of America First policies and reelecting Donald J. Trump.
I know that the other day it was Biden out on the campaign trail, Trump in court in Florida. Are we going to have to get used to that? Is that the way it's going to be from now until November 5th?
I mean, you know, the Stormy Daniels trial is still slated to start, I believe, next month. You know, we're waiting to hear about the immunity ruling from the Supreme Court. But, you know, I think that the American people are going to start to recognize pretty clearly that this is tantamount to election interference. You know, when Biden can go out, not that he has the energy to, but when Biden can go out and campaign all day and my boss has to spend half the day in a courtroom, I think the contrast is not going to be more clear. And the American people are going to say, wow, here is not just the official Republican candidate being suppressed and oppressed, but he's the leading presidential candidate, period, in terms of countless major polls across this country, you know, Harvard Harris, CBS, even NBC, Wall Street Journal, they all have my boss leading by 6 to 9 points over Joe Biden. So, you know, you're not just oppressing your opponent, you're oppressing, obviously, the leading candidate of the presidential race overall.
Again, joining us, Lynn Patton, the senior advisor to President Donald J. Trump. What do you make of the polling? You mentioned the polling. The president is doing well with people of color, with suburban women.
Yeah.
Does he believe in these polls? I know he's been critical of polling before.
Well, we think it really kind of can be traced back to the old adage, don't know what you've got until it's gone. You know, at the end of the day, American voters now realize, whether they like my boss or not, that they were better with Trump. They were richer with Trump. They were safer with Trump. We were stronger with Trump. And, you know, as you mentioned with black voters, Hispanic voters, they realize, too, with this illegal immigrant crisis that's been grossly underestimated by the Democrat Party, that they're invading their neighborhoods, their communities, their schools and community centers are being taken over in order to house these illegal immigrants. Money, billions and billions of dollars is being sent to the Ukraine instead of staying here and helping our homeless and our veterans. They're giving free housing, free debit cards, all these things to people who broke the law, literally, was their first action coming across the border. And, you know, Americans who are born here who might be low income are getting really sick of it, not to mention the high rising crime in their neighborhood from crazy progressive policies that defund the police. The chickens are coming back to roost, my friend, and we're seeing that reflected in the way people are going to vote in November.
Lynn, when does the president want to bring a vice presidential nominee on board, put him out on the stump?
Well, of course, you know, that process has already started in terms of vetting. And there's a lot of candidates that are more than qualified to fill those shoes. You know, I think that that's a decision for the president to make. You know, we've obviously advised him individually. He always asks people who he trusts, his family, his friends, members of the club even. You know, he always loves to hear what people think. Folks have actually called him up and given their opinions of who they think he should select. But ultimately, as we know, that decision is his, and I think you'll be happy to hear that that's coming down the pipe pretty quickly.
And will it be a woman? Should it be a woman? Should we balance the ticket?
You know, I think, you know, look, you know, we always want the most qualified and the best qualified, and this is somebody who truly has to make a good president, right? I mean, anytime somebody picks a vice president, they're not just a vice president. This is somebody who you actually believe would make a good president, knock on wood, in the event of something unexpected. So the president will always, first and foremost, pick the best qualified person, whether that's a woman, a man, a minority, a Caucasian male. It really does not come into play when he makes this decision at all.
I want to ask you, because the president, I remember back in 2016, he was grossly outspent in 2016. Will he have to win again, being outspent in November? Or is this something you think that with proper fundraising, with the RNC getting involved, that he'll be able to match dollar for dollar with the Democrats?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been, our major donors have been in limbo, sort of waiting for an official nominee. We all know that Nikki Haley's campaign was largely funded by deep pocket Democrats, just like the people who actually voted for her in these primaries. So we've already got, our phone's been ringing off the hook of all these donors, particularly in the tech world, who are ready to step forward and donate to this, to Donald J. Trump campaign. Obviously this week, taking over the RNC, we're going to coalesce our fundraising efforts. Trump Victory is going to roll out. That is the fundraising arm of the Republican Party and the campaign. And we expect all of that money to funnel into one cohesive bank account. And we look forward to, like you said, collaborating our resources, collaborating our donors. And we look forward to everybody. Every registered Republican from this point on needs to get behind this president, including independents, Democrats who are disgruntled, moderates. Everybody needs to get behind this president if they don't like the way they're living. And the fact of the matter is, the average American is spending an extra $800 to $1,000 a month for the same exact standard of living they had under Donald J. Trump. And people are sick of it.
I want to ask you about messaging. Is the messaging going to be different when we go after Republicans, or is there going to be a separate message for folks who are independents, who are moderates, maybe who are Democrats?
Well, you know, I that's a great question, but I really think our message is simple, and that is better with Trump. Just like I said earlier, you know, America was better with Trump, and people realized that they'd rather have mean tweets and cheap gas than what they have today. You know, on a global stage, we're being ridiculed left and right. We're being attacked left and right. There's never been more conflict. We're about to lose a fifth U.S. embassy under this man, President Biden, because, you know, our adversaries sense that we're weak and we don't retaliate. You know, that was not the case under Trump. And when you really think about how many people would still be alive in this world, it's heartbreaking, because Russia would never have invaded Ukraine. I seriously doubt Hamas would have ever attacked Israel. You know, and when people ask me, how can I be so confident? The answer is simple. It's not even a hypothetical. They didn't attack Ukraine, and they didn't attack Israel when Trump was in office. They literally waited until he left to do all this. And so I think, you know, the messaging is clear. America was peace more. There were zero wars. We had the strongest economy in 60 years. You know, we had the lowest crime. We had the most secure border. And all of that has effectively been reversed under Joe Biden.
So in other words, it's if you liked what you had for 4 years, let's do it again. Is that pretty much the strategy?
Correct. Absolutely. And you know what? It's crazy because we were just looking at the polling yesterday, and Joe Biden is actually the first president of the United States who has never seen a bump post State of the Union. And I think that speaks volumes again, because the American people, and first of all, most didn't watch it, but those who did realize, Kevin, that, you know, he's just completely full of crap. That, you know, the Democrat motto has literally become, don't believe what you see, believe what we say. And the American people aren't falling for it. They know that everything Joe Biden said in that State of the Union speech is a fabrication. They feel it in their pockets. They see it in their backyard. They are scared to go ride public transportation, no matter what city you live in. And so, you know, for him not to have any sort of bump after the State of the Union is unprecedented, and I think speaks exactly to how the American people feel.
In our final minute, current president has been out on the stump the last couple of days, and I guess my question is, will the former president be out on the stump this weekend? Where will he be?
Oh, yeah, no, of course. He is going to be, ladies and gentlemen, in Ohio. You know, keep in mind that there's still a primary on the 19th. Florida is voting. Ohio is voting. I believe Arizona is voting. Kentucky, Illinois. We strongly encourage everybody to come out and vote. But yes, Donald Trump will appear as a special guest speaker at the Buckeye Values rally in Dayton, Ohio, specifically to endorse Bernie Moreno as Senate in his Senate race. And that's Saturday, March 16th in Dayton at the Wright Brothers Aero Inc. And you can go to DonaldJTrump.com to get tickets if you want to go and support Bernie Moreno and our president.
Is it safe?
47th president.
Is it safe to say that we will see the former president here in Nevada between now and November?
Oh, of course. Oh, multiple times. We love the state of Nevada. We look forward to coming back there. I am happy to keep you posted on when that will be.
Lynn, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Have a great weekend, and we'll be talking. I know we'll be talking again soon. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. You too. Have a great job.
There you go. Lynn Patton, the senior advisor to President Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress?
Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up more on the breaking news that apparently Scott McAfee, the judge down in Georgia, has ruled Fannie Willis can stay on the Trump case down there in Georgia. We will see what else comes from his ruling today. But apparently CNN reporting that Scott McAfee, the judge down there, has ruled that Fannie Willis can stay on the case. One of the more bizarre ideas coming from Bernie Sanders, the independent senator who caucuses with the Democrats, he's come up with this, and they had a hearing yesterday, and earlier this week they've had hearings on the possibility of going to a 32-hour work week. To those of you who own businesses, what do you think of this idea? We'll get some calls coming up on the other side. The number 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This was Bernie Sanders being stalked by Fox's Hillary Vaughn. This was comical. He wants a 32-hour work week. Here it is.
It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their
really?
Workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't
excuse
get to ask
me.
A question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
you want to hold it? Okay.
We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more,
pay their workers more, lower prices,
and now pay people not to work.
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the